And then immediately we started getting money in. I mean, we started getting donations in, I mean, immediately. And
from where?
All over the world. The first telegram I got was from Israel. I had, the year before, set up a sister city agreement in Yehud, Israel, little town outside of Tel Aviv, sister city agreement. First telegram was from them that afternoon. Condolences and all of that. The telegrams started pouring in from all over the world. And then money started pouring in just immediately. And so we had to organize that. I got the Community Foundation to set up an account. We started putting all the money there, but had school kids sending in pennies and people sending in checks and just lots of stuff. So we had to kind of organize all of that and try to keep the city going and keep the public informed. I remember asking him that first night, please don't come downtown. There's too much going on. You can't get there anyway. We need flashlights. And the next day it started raining. It got cold. It just got cold. It started raining. And we needed rubber gloves. And we needed this and that. I mean, people started bringing some of my stuff. We told them where to bring it. You come anywhere on the north perimeter. There'll be policemen there. We had cookies and pies and pizza. I mean, people are just unbelievable. They opened up their hearts. We didn't ask for all this stuff. I mean, it's just great. You'd be sitting there somewhere around the command center and somebody would bring up a big homemade cookies that somebody just furnished us, or 30 pizzas they'd had delivered from so-and-so. And this went on day after day after day.
So I believe somebody said at that point everybody became Oklahomans.
Oh, they did. One of the things that supposedly McVeigh was trying to do, he bombed the Murrah building so that he thought that would start the uprising to overthrow the government. Well, it did just the opposite. I mean, the same thing that happened in 9/11, people band together. It's kind of like having a family squabble. The family can squabble all at once, but you better not get in the middle of a family squabble or they're going to turn on you. I think the same thing with the U.S. We may have our political differences, and we may squabble, we may sound like we're about to fall apart, but if you want to attack us or do something like that, you're going to find out that all of a sudden we're going to turn the other way, and that's what happened then. The nation just became very, very supportive.
Let me just insert this, as we do this for the sake of history, that this bombing was the most significant act of terrorism on American soil until 9/11 attack in 2001. This bombing claimed the lives of 168 victims, injuring more than 680. The blast destroyed or damaged 324 buildings within a 16-block radius, destroyed or burned 86 cars, shattered glass in 258 nearby buildings, and the bomb was estimated to have caused at least $652 million worth of damage. Now, we're 14 years removed from it. It took a while for everybody to realize the numbers. It took you a while in the command center to understand the enormity of this.
From the first minute, we had to figure out if there was anybody alive, and that wasn't me trying to figure that out. The best thing I did back then was I stayed out of the way. I told Chief Mars, I said, you tell me what you need. This is your deal. This is what your expertise in. I'm here 24 hours. I'll do whatever you want. You just tell me what you need from the city or whatever. That's how they use me. They needed something from Public Works. We needed to get more restrooms, you know, portable potties down there for the people that were working. We need more barricades, or we need to do this, or we need to do that. So that was really my function, and handling a lot of the duties of dealing with the press. And I did that so they could do their duties of dealing with the disaster itself. And that worked out very well for me. I'm comfortable in that type of position. I don't have to be the one out in front of the TV cameras. Chief Mars is more comfortable doing his deal, and Sam Gonzalez with the police chief. Everybody had their jobs, so it wasn't a power struggle or who's getting the most TV time or anything like that. That just didn't come into play.
But weren't you, as the mayor, a focal point, maybe a spirit leader?
Oh, yeah. I tried to make sure that the public was informed, not only the national public, but our public was informed what the situation was and what we were doing, and that we were okay. Physically, we're okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are hurting. A lot of people lost a lot of family members and all of that. We, you know, organized the clergy. I got that organized real quick to support all of those families. Lots of people. We used the church out on 36th and Walker, 36th and Walker. That's where all the families were, to get them away from the site. They just didn't need to be down at the site itself.
That must have been moving for you, because you no doubt went to visit families and see them there, and they wanted to talk to you. And
it took several days to finally retrieve their bodies, even though we knew after about 48 hours it's pretty obvious we weren't going to find anybody alive. Then it's just trying to recover the remains. Because of where they worked in the building and how the building collapsed, you pretty well knew where they were, and it may take several days to get there. In the meantime, those families, were agonizing. Maybe some glimmer of hope that maybe we'll find one of them alive or something, and you're just not going to do it. They would remove some bodies. They would take them right across the street to the Methodist Church where the medical examiner was set up, and they would try to identify as quick as possible and then notify the families. Then at that point, that family would disperse to home and deal with their funeral arrangements and all of those sort of things, dealing with family leaving the other family. So it started out as a big family group, and just over time it just got to be smaller and smaller. But obviously those people, a lot of them became, very, very close to each other, as you would think you would.